Hello to all you guys out there in podcast land. My name is Nathan, and I am the pastor here at Genesis Point. And today, we begin a new series we're calling Church Unlimited. And the idea for this series is that we limit our perception of what church is and what church can be. So we start putting church into a box and saying, well, it has to be songs or prayer and a sermon, or else it's probably not really church. But then we started asking, well, what would happen if we took the limits off of church? What if we were a church unlimited by preconceived notions? So each week, we're taking our whole service and exploring different ways that we can celebrate who God is. And this week, we're worshiping through dedication. And dedication is defined as the quality of being committed to a task or to a purpose. So, in our service, we worshiped through dedication, through committing ourselves in a couple of different ways. First, we had a time of baby dedication. So much like Jesus was dedicated in Luke 2, we had scriptures that were read over our children. They were prayed for, and each was given their first Bible that they'll have read to them as they grow up. But dedication, it's not really as much about the children as it is about our church. So this is our church showing a commitment to watch over these children, to show them God's love in our own lives and to help them engage in a relationship with God. We then concluded our worship through dedication by taking a prayer walk around our home, around Boyne Elementary. We dedicated the school and the children and the teachers to God. And for those of you who haven't done a prayer walk before, it's a pretty simple concept. I mean, you walk and you pray. But it's cool because it involves us taking our prayers to the very places that we hope to see God show himself. And it engages our senses. So as we walked around the school, we could see the school. We could hear the sounds that were around us. We could touch the building or the doors or the playground. I mean, we could even smell the smells the kids are going to smell. So it really put us in a good place and a good mind frame to understand where our kids will be throughout the school year. So my challenge for each and every one of you who are listening today is to take a little bit of time, maybe right after this message is over, and participate in worshiping through dedication on your own. So commit yourself to being God's light, maybe to the next generation. So you pray for the school that your children attend. Or if you're like me and you don't have children, maybe pray for your friend's children and where they go. Or pray for the school that you attended as a child. Because children are the next generation. They're the next inventors and businessmen, politicians, tradesmen, doctors, lawyers. They're the future husbands and wives, fathers and mothers. And the time that they spend in school is their formative years. So pray that God can work in their school, that he show himself to each and every one of them, so that one day, when they are the future leaders at work and at home, they are doing it with Christ in their hearts. And if you have a child, feel free to prayer walk into their room. See what they see, hear what they hear, touch what they touch, read scripture over it, and pray that you can show them that church is a priority to you and that God is essential in your life. Then pray that they will grow to love God every bit as much as you and even more so. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast and for participating with us in worshiping through dedication. It's so cool to see us do this as one unified church family. So let me pray for you as I close. God, thank you so much for every single person who is listening. I pray that they be a light for you, that they magnify, that they radiate your love to every single person that they interact with. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross, and thank you for everything that you are doing at our church and in our lives. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.